Nathaniel X with Commander Q.
36 with Commander Q. In this way, my second link was formed, which told me that the nocturnal visitors were two in number, one remarkable for his height, as I calculated from the length of his stride, and the other fashionably dressed, to judge from the small and elegant impression left by his boots.
What next?
On entering the house, this last inference was confirmed. my well-booted man lay dead before me. The tall one, then, had done the murder, if murder was one. Having sniffed the dead man's lips, I detected the slightest sour smell, and I came to the conclusion that he'd been poisoned. I argued from the hatred and fear expressed upon his face that the poison had been forced on him. And now came the great question as to the reason why. Robbery had not been the object of the murder, for nothing was taken. Political assassins, on the other hand, are only too glad to do their work and to fly. This murder had been done most deliberately, and the perpetrator had left his tracks all over the room.
And the inscription on the wall?
Was too obviously a blind. No, it must have been a private wrong, and not a political one, which called for such a methodical revenge. I was inclined from the first to suspect that a woman was in some way connected.
Finding the wedding ring?
That settled the question. However, I proceeded to make a careful examination of the room, which confirmed me in my opinion as to the murderer's height and furnished me with the additional details as to the Trichinopoly cigar. Now, you will remember that I anticipated that when drink he had not been fired, and when he was kicked out, it might be a Christmas. Well, having left the house, I telegraphed the head of the police to Cleveland, limiting my inquiry of the circumstances connected with the marriage of Enoch J. Drebber. The answer was conclusive. It told me that Drebber had already applied for protection of the law against an old rival in love named Jefferson Hope. And though this same Hope was a threatening danger, I knew now that I held the clue to the mystery in my hand, and all the remains were still secure in my I had already determined in my own mind that the man who had walked into the house with Drebber was none other than the man who had driven the car. The marks in the road showed me that the horse had wandered on in a way which would have been impossible had there been anyone in charge. Where then could the driver be unless he were inside the house? And, my dear one, supposing one man wished to dog another through London, what better means could he adopt than to turn captain?
So you came to the conclusion that Jefferson Hill was to be found among the Jarvis and the Trumpets.
Okay, so we begin tonight's meeting with a report from our beloved Roman and his status.
Testing 1 2 3. 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 This is volume 32 of my thought pads. I'm standing in my home, 32 Newman Road, apartment 2, Malden, Mass. In the bathroom, naked, about to take a shower. I'm within an hour of leaving to hit the 4 o'clock bus to New York that will begin my trip to Indianapolis. I'm going to be arriving tomorrow morning at 4:30. I've been packing all morning. I think shit's pretty well together. So, this is volume 32, my voice journal, and my photo. It's been delayed because they didn't have the damn thing for a week. I'm missing. In some guy's car. Had to do a fish show. I'm being pretty daring right now. I'm bringing this thing right into the shower itself. Probably not a good idea. But I want to be able to feel good when I'm taking a shower, something I can't remember. Farmhouse is playing on my stereo. I'm really excited about all this. Charlie will get my shit together. I've got a bag of Ted stuff. I don't know if they're going to take it back. For some reason, I recall there was a weird bag situation on the bus coming up from Columbia, so I'm kind of worried about that. But I'm going to get my shit there somehow, some way. I'm going to get my shit there. The New York bus doesn't shit. I only have one other bus after that to deal with. So we've got a bicycle that's on the way, which is kind of annoying because we're going to burn a bag, suitcase, and gear bag. Good though. All in all, it's good. All in all, I'm glad I saw Fish last week, even though I missed one show. I did see one. I sort of got out of the system with something about I hadn't seen him in 6 months. The last time it was in Florida and all that stuff. How far I've come in the 6 months. Got $2,000 in the bank. I'd say that I have about $2,000 to get rid of. So, cool. I'm done. I'll be getting my next paycheck will be enough to pay the bills. I guess it will arrive. diet for 4 days now. In and a bit. Only any junk food stores. I get one bottle. I mean, it's really a lot about body. Your poor body can't protect itself from what I'm trying to do. What I should do is, depending on where I go, what I hurt me. So, it's really mine that decides, but I think mind also responds to body. That's part of the same thing. I mean, they haven't been a vegan for a while anyway, but socially, especially if you don't have acid, it's the booze because you end up in fucking losing situations. And I've been a drinker, you know, you're drinking what everybody else is drinking. You want everybody you marry, you want some kind of thing. Knowing it, I feel for other people. You know, I don't want it. I'm going to get into it. But I think also, it's not even in the booze anymore, it's food. But I don't. So it's going to be tricky, but I'm going to do it. Thank you. neat is that I'm going to be seeing Bob Dylan and Phil Lesh and Derek Friedman before the Three Fish shows, and I have the audiences. I mean, I have a real seat. Last time I saw Bob and Phil, which was the only one I found, it was basically a gym. So it really weren't. It was just general admission.
Thank you.
That's it for now.
Commander Q.
36 Jesuífe Commander Q.
Commander Q.
Commander Q.
I'm on the 3 o'clock, right at 7:30.
sorry, 3 o'clock, right, 7:30, yeah. I did that because I showed up at the bus station, and 3 o'clock hadn't left yet. I guess there's hourly departures to New York these days from Boston. Also, from experience, I know that buses break down, traffic impedes, accidents, all sorts of crazy shit. I mean, even last weekend, part of what went wrong was traffic and accidents. And so, if this bus arrives at 7:30, then my 9:15 bus to Indianapolis will have an hour and 45 minute wait. However, it's going into weekend New York City evening time traffic, so I don't know that it's not going to sit in traffic for endless amount of time. A few months ago when I went down to the Land's End party in Emerald, Pennsylvania, I was really late for that too because my bus from Boston to New York got held up in really bad traffic coming into New York. So I saw a chance to load the odds in my favor, and I said I'd do it. I have a problem which hasn't yet impeded me, but it's just simply annoying, in that my plastic bag of tent gear is not, they have a rule against plastic bags and paper bags being checked and put under the bus, so I had to bring them on board. I had to check my blue suitcase, which has stuff in it that I wish I had access to during this ride, but won't. Luckily, from my Florida trip, the seat, the pair of seats that's just in front of the restroom at the back of the bus, those seats, there's a space behind them between them and the bathroom, which I used coming back from Florida, and I just used it again. That's where my stuff is stocked. So, and the funny thing is, my camping stuff in the same trash bag. It's like actually a recyclable bag that I originally put them in down in Florida. So that bag is getting around. The bus is about to pull into the new bus station. So I'm going to pause here because I don't know how many people are getting on, and that makes me a little nervous. I'll resume in a bit. Probably. Secretly, mentally, I don't really know. hand, and it's ongoing. And that's really good. Is not an enjoyable one, and I think in part because it was so often for so long that it was no fun. It was habit. It was habit, and breaking this habit is. At this point, there's no social stigma on fast food. There's too much money involved, and I don't know, maybe it's next. Who knows? But anyway, so me and my Diet Coke and my bananas and my grapes. And there they are. The day outside is it's partly cloudy, but it's nice. The trees by the roadside are green. It looks like summer out. It looks exactly like summer out. It's not too hot. The weather, from what I hear, is going to be really nice around this area, which I'm leaving and will be gone from for a while. So, but that's good. My house is locked. The doors are locked. The doors locked. The windows are locked. I shut the power down on most of my stuff. That's that's really it for this for a time. Primarily what I need to spend this part of the journey, part of the trip to Indianapolis doing this New York part is catching up my journal, which is behind again, but it won't be as bad as last time. And so I'm a little better about it. But anyway, it's the 8th, and I have 7 days to deal with, and that is time and work. Alright, so, more later. It's about 6:15 a.m. now. I think the bus is pretty close to New York, like on the outskirts. passing through and seeing, not being daunted, but being, feeling challenged and feeling hopeful. Hopeful and open-minded seem to be my themes so far. And that's good. Is getting the next bus. Once I'm on the next bus, I think things will be cool. Not to live here, but to connect. And I really think that the time for doing that is near. Soon. Quite soon. Center right now. Good grief. What's possible? What isn't? What's possible? What's not possible? Very little is impossible. Thank you.
Someone to win and the other person to quit. Somehow it all hangs together, though.
get there. I am going to get there. No doubt. Or later. Breezewood, Pennsylvania. Rest stop. Something called Gateway. I don't know. Fucking had a bloody goddamn nose. Pissing me off and making me think all sorts of fucking. Such a fucking bad thing. Whatever that dude's name is.
36X with Commander Q.
36X with Commander Q.
36X with Commander Q. Strange.
On spirit, long,
AM Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The bus is on an hour and a half layover. So I decided to take a little walk. I have a clock in sight. This trip began fifteen and a half hours ago. And there's still 10 hours to go. Here I am in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. With the birds going. I wish I had my camera with me, it's in my suitcase. Damn it. Nothing open this early. There's nothing going on at all. Not really. The bus is running. For Sunday morning at 6:30, there are people walking around. It's kind of funny. And you know, it occurs to me that maybe I'm crossing time zones. So, I don't know what that means, actually. I think I'd be crossing to earlier. So, well, I don't know. I was playing a really cool race game there for a while. I don't know, it was called car race games where you sit in a seat and you know, steering wheel and a gas pedal and a brake. I never used the brake. I even won at one point and I got a free game. Bing bang bong. It's funny. One of them, well, basically you're driving through these towns in California, and one of them at one point, it was like, all of a sudden you were driving through this tunnel with colors, and it's very trippy, and the narrator, whatever, who would usually say things like, you're doing well, you're catching up, good move, said, ooh, psychedelic. It's kind of weird. Damn, I'm so tired. I hope this trip is worth it, man. I feel like I'm going through the fucking ringer to get there, and I'm really hoping, man, I hope this dude shows up. I'd be really fucking at a loss if this dude didn't show up. I mean, I'm depending on him to do it. I'm doing my part. At least I'm trying to do my part. Gotten as far as Pittsburgh. So, I've done my best. I don't even know what this means. I'm in a city, it's called Pittsburgh. I don't know what that means. It's up in the mountains, I think. It's in western Pennsylvania. Usual cars, billboards, buildings, taxi cabs. I mean, you know. You know what's funny is that Pittsburgh has a 24-hour Traveler's Grill pizza place in their bus station. Boston doesn't have any 24-hour thing at all in their bus station. Well, I guess if one has complaints, one can find one can always find a reason to complain about any place. I guess I'm sure if you ask someone from Pittsburgh things about what they have and don't have, you'd find out the same thing. Be what I'm not. I keep wanting to be what I'm not. I keep wishing I was someone else, something else. So much, man. But I keep coming back to what I am and what I'm about, and there it is. There isn't any other choice. There isn't any options. No. No options. So I sit here recording these early Sunday morning babblings. In 10 hours, I'll be at least a couple of states away from here. In 10 hours, it'll be afternoon. In 10 hours, I will be even more tired than I am now. It's good to sit away from the bus station, at least for a little bit. I'm keeping track of the time. Weird to be in a city. Pittsburgh wasn't on my agenda for even any kind of experience, but here it is. I was in the Philadelphia bus station a while back too. You travel by bus even more so than plane and train, especially plane more so than you travel through places. You don't travel over them. There are people here who've never seen Boston. There are people I'm going to meet tonight that have never even been to the East Coast. Pennsylvania is a big state. I pass through it often. I've rarely stayed. Usually just passing through. Yes, I'm really sleepy and weird. I guess it's time to go back. I don't want to chance it. It's 20 of. I'm being pretty good about this eating thing. I realize that I sometimes eat out of boredom. Habit and boredom seem to be the two chief problems with me eating in any way decently, so I don't know if knowing that shit helps, but I'm trying. Alright. I guess that's it from Pittsburgh. I don't know where I'll be talking from next, but it surely is going along, isn't it? Out.
Whoa, Madison!
See? You're being recorded.
Really? Where am I supposed to talk into?
See? The microphone's right here.
Oh. I need my medicine.
Austerity.
I need my medicine.
Pretty good.
I need my medicine, please. On the bus, tell the lady I need my medicine on the bus.
Tell the lady.
The lady, tell her I need my medicine.
Encouraging. This is some of the more fun times I've had. This is all kind of revenge for me being yelled at for getting my camera.
But please tell the lady that I need my medicine!
It's okay. It's okay.
No, my medicine on the bus!
Yes, it's on the bus.
I know, but I need my medicine on the bus!
I think what you did was you transferred spirits with that little girl. You know.
But I need my medicine.
Yeah, speaking to the microphone.
My medicine is on the bus.
Isn't it neat? You can hear yourself. Isn't it cool?
Yeah, it's neat.
It's kind of freaky, isn't it?
It's neat.
And there's no feedback.
No, I need my...
But if you speak really quick, like if you blow into it, you can hear blow. What sounds?
I spit on your microphone.
Oh, that was very bad. Let's get germs all over it. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've been doing. Well, I know what you've been doing for the past few hours, but, you know, there's that...
What about the air guitar?
Air guitar, yeah. Elvis Costello.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. Elvis Costello is the medicine. Oh, I finally figured it out. Oh, so now you don't have to be a freak for a while.
Not from Jamaica.
No, Elvis Costello is not from Jamaica.
No, not from Jamaica.
No, definitely not from Jamaica.
So my medicine's not from Jamaica?
He's from Northern
Jamaica. July.
I'm sorry.
Out.
I completely misunderstood.
That's
How like a man.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Wait. No, that's it.
That's a bus driver. That's a mean bus driver. Don't let me get my medicine off the bus.
Dude, just don't get her face.
I'm going to get this.
I think, like,
I think when he was walking across, like, the Chinese beach, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin was written in some place, and her name was, like, down the beach a ways. He just didn't notice that. So.
You think he's a wrestler?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What's that?
You're going to be...
Where's my ticket?
You're going to be amazing in Missouri. I'm gonna get on the internet every day and look up local Missouri newspapers to look for accounts.
If you ever see anything about a cow being raped or tipped, it wasn't me.
Alright, I'm glad you're saying that in advance. You're clearing your name just in case. You are cute.
Yeah, and chickens too. I like
chickens,
them too.
You like them too?
I mean, I won't do nothing to no chickens or no cows.
Walk this way.
But I want my medicine.
Walk this way.
I'm gonna sit on the floor.
Uh-oh.
I want my medicine. What does that mean?
Well, she's not necessarily mean. She's just... serious.
She's serious about her profession. About not letting me have my medicine?
No. I think
that
if
medicine
she,
important.
See, I think if you told her that you had medicine, she would take it very seriously. And if she found out you were just being a goofy weirdo, then she'd like kick your ass. So you gotta be chill.
No, but what if
she'd like get out the first aid kit? She'd call the cops. You know.
What if I get my medicine out of my bag?
I'm sure Columbus bus station has like an emergency doctor on. Call.
Emergency?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, way.
And a guy who's a friend who's over there.
Well, somebody's on there.
Blind.
There's two people on there.
Wonder if you can get out. Let's go smoke a cigarette before we go.
You already smoked a cigarette.
I know, I already smoked two cigarettes.
Oh, man. I don't want to know about it.
I know. Here, have that. Have this, and I'm not gonna go get some fresh air, okay? Anna.
It's recording.
Go ahead, say it.
Love can be so yummy and so yucky.
Yeah. You agree? Tell him.
Love can be so yummy and so yucky.
Love can be so yummy. Tell the microphone. Chew.
It's true.
I ain't even
said it's true. It's July. God, I don't know what day. 11th. I think it's 5 a.m. I'm not really sure. Fish. I tripped all night long. I talked to people. I walked around. There was a drum circle. As usual, feelings I always do, and here I am. Imagining someone that I don't know and will probably never meet who paints beautiful pictures. And she's very nice to little kids. Totally fading in and out.
We hot soon. Another day will begun. I want to sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep. I need to find a reason to wake up. I think I need to find a person to wake up to. How often can I say that or want it without it happening? Sleep. This is not helping. I'm passing out. This is not helping. I still haven't hooked up with the guy I need to hook up with. I put out messages that I'm looking for him. Somehow I have to get myself back. Well, I suppose it's obvious how I'm going to get back. I'm going to get back by fucking bus from Columbus. There isn't any other way. I'm going to have to go through that whole thing again. Friendly, but it's not friend. They'll make nice gestures towards you, really nice, generous gestures, but God damn it. I don't know. I don't know what I wanted. I don't know if I was a different person, I could get it. But I feel like I'm alone here. And, kind of sucks. Kids next door to me, though, Jim and Amy have been really, really nice to me. They've been really good friends. And I think I should just recognize that they've made the gestures that other people haven't. I mean, they've wanted to meet up with me. They've wanted to hang out with me. think if I hung with them for the rest of the thing, that'd be pretty good. It's... it's something. It's something. That's all I can say. It's, I'm not here completely alone. Well, as Hartley said, it's naked and weepy day. That's what it's like the day after. Fuck. Ask them for a ride to the bus station in Indianapolis. Take the bus to Columbus. Drive with them to Columbus. If they're driving there. And then possibly, possibly get a ride with them to Baltimore. Baltimore's maybe closer than Ohio is to Boston. I don't know if I can do that or not. I mean, people have their own plan. And, you can't jump on people's plans necessarily. But I think they've enjoyed my company. They don't have their usual friends around, so my company is good. Thank you. really don't know what I believe in right now. Traveling down to Florida. I had that traveling down to Florida, and I didn't go with that now. Sometimes when things seem bleakest, they're really not all that bad. Just have to keep going. Should write, and that'll help, I'm sure. So, maybe things will work out after all. I don't feel that way right now, but maybe. Alright, well, later. It's Wednesday, no, Thursday. About 8:30 a.m. and I'm basically getting my tent ready to break it down to take off. I'm probably going to be going Last night's show was really cool. And I think that'll be the last one I see for a while. But that's fine. It's completely fine. I'm happy with what I got, and I don't think I'll need another fix for a while. We'll see you more later.
Sanyo X with Commander Q.
36 Jésus y fit commander Q. Thank you.
Thank you.